Hello and welcome back to the Annie Jennings PR Publicity Pro podcast series. If you haven't been with us previously, I want to let you know who Annie Jennings PR is. She's a national publicist and a publicity firm. She's a national publicist too, but she specializes in promoting authors and experts to the media, so much so that Fast Company, you all know Fast Company, leading business magazine, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So here we are, Annie Jennings and the Internet Publicity and Podcasting Teleseminar topic for today. Hello, Annie.
Hello there, and Stacey, thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. Stacey is a national publicist, and as you know, is tremendously talented and funny as well. Can't leave that one out. So we're talking today about internet publicity and what it can do for you in building your platform and helping you become just out there everywhere so that when the media is searching for you, they're finding you. You know, it's very interesting, Stacey. I did a teleseminar a while back. It was The Only Secret to Getting Onto Oprah, and what I learned in my many, many years of experience in working with the media is that a show like Oprah or a similar show, when they want an expert, they do their show development, and they want an expert, they're going to come out and look for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the big secret to getting on the show is, yes, be everywhere at all times so you can be found, okay? And these big shows, they're going to come looking for you as well. So that's one of the big reasons about getting out there, being seen in all these venues, these media venues we've been discussing. So what is an internet placement, Stacey?
Well,
I'll give you a test question.
Okay.
All right.
It should probably be, is this like a trick question?
No. The trick question will come later.
Okay. Well, an internet placement, I think, can be one of many things. It can range from being on what we're doing here, like the podcast. I mean, podcasting's still on the internet, of course. We'll probably go into more of that a little bit later, but
mm-hmm.
You know, you can be an expert. You can with a quote
exactly.
on a major site like an AOL.com or MSN.com.
It's huge,
right? Because
huge.
How many people? Me, pick me. I am one of those people that are out there using MSN.com as my homepage.
Mm-hmm.
So who doesn't want to be seen by the millions upon millions to people that log onto their computers every single day, check out the MSN.com, look at little featured articles, if they're feeling a certain way one day, then you'll be seen by all those millions and millions of people.
That's right. And I love it because earlier you said in another podcast that you become a player, you become a newsmaker, and that's wonderful because all of the journalists are checking out all of the sites. I mean, that's what we do every day. As publicists, news journalists, everybody's checking out what's the news of the day, what's going on all these major news sites. When your name is associated with these major news sites, it is a very, very big deal. So if you're ever lucky enough to get on AOL.com, MSN.com, or any other major players in the internet world, definitely worth your while to do so. Now, what an internet placement could be comprised of would be usually it's a quote, usually your name of your book, and of course your credentials and or your company. So it's usually book and or company. Rarely will the major sites include a link back to your site. If that ever happens, that's like one of the most, that's the holy grail of an internet placement, Stacey, as you know,
mm-hmm.
is when they're willing to link back to their site. Now, the reason they don't do that is because the idea is to keep the visitor on the site.
Right.
All right. Not to lead them off the site by going to linking them to a different site. So it's important to realize that the value of an internet placement is being so readily available at fingertips on your internet and in an internet search, and associated with some of these big brand name media sites are very important.
I was just going to add one more thing in there.
Please.
I think that the benefit too of being on an internet site is that people are already sitting down in front of their computer. You know, it's not like they've got to write something down or go to the computer or go to the bookstore
or something like that.
I mean, you have ready-made customers, possibly, or
sure.
not customers, but or people, followers, or readers, or people that are going to subscribe to your e-zine or something like that. Because,
sure.
I mean, there's no effort needed to go, Annie Jennings PR, Fast Company. Let me just go look up Google, AnnieJenningsPR.com, you know.
And
I mean,
there they
no
are.
There's no effort. It's
on
very easy. And plus, it's right at the top of the mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you're driving in a car, and I don't know how many times I hear something in the car, like a commercial, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds great, but, you know, I'm not really writing it down right now. So, you know, right there, it's the immediate turnaround. It's the immediate...
Mm-hmm.
Let me
the immediate call
out.
To action that,
right.
that is that you're able
oh.
to take right then and there.
Good phrase.
Yeah, thank you. I just made it up.
That's great. I mean, that's amazing.
Also, some of the sites allow you to submit articles, let's say, and there's all kinds of different internet sites out there that allow you to do that. Those sites will generally, and here's the key, they generally will link to Amazon right then and there because part of their business model is to be an affiliate of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll include all these articles, and then people reading the articles decide they like them. At the end, it can be clicked to buy the book. You'll see you'll go right to Amazon. So those are all great internet sites to be on as well. Also now, that's going to bring us to podcasting. As you know, we love podcasting. I mean, I'm going to ask you a question. And this is a trick question. I got the trick question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you had your piece of the podcasting pie today?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have. We're doing it right now.
Good question.
Look,
you passed.
Smart.
No trick in this, girl.
My father always used to say, Annie, that I am the sharpest tack in the box.
I think that's very, very true because that was a trick question, and everybody's going to have to be getting their slice of the podcasting pie every day. People are listening to podcasts and in an ever-increasing rate, and people are podcasting a lot more as well. Now, we're at the very early stages of podcasting, but I'll tell you one thing. Podcasting is on fire. It is the way to reach a whole new world. And we don't want to see, we're really podcast advocates, and of course, Annie Jennings PR has a podcast division now where you don't have to do anything but just show up with your message. We'll take care of the whole thing for you. But what we want to avoid is the podcasting revolution really just being for the early birds. The early birds right now are in a very unique position to capture huge new markets. We want our experts, our clients, our authors, our speakers to get part of this marketplace. They deserve it. PR podcasting strategy will be another podcast that we'll certainly do together to help you. We'll teach you all about embedding content, having a capture strategy, a community building strategy, a circle around strategy. These are all strategies that are built into your content strategy. Sound complicated? Well, not necessarily, but what we've been able to do, being on the cutting edge of every single PR development that has come into being in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years or so, really has been developed by our company. Just as podcasting strategy is now being perfected from the point of view for author, how authors and experts can use podcasting strategy to build a tremendous presence, not only on the web, but for themselves in terms of building a huge community. Community rules. It is the next wave in the internet craze. It's fantastic. The stronger your community, the more opportunities you'll come your way, the bigger the book deals, the more consulting gigs, the more you'll be a national expert. So building community around you, your website, your family, building a family around yourself in terms of your internet outreach is absolutely next level, and that's where we're going, and that's what podcasts can help you do. We started another podcast recently, and it's brand new podcast, 1,500 listeners in a very short period of time, Stacey.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
How did that happen?
They found me. We podcast out this stream via our RSS stream, and I, of course, you know, use the proper keywords. I titled the name of my series appropriately using keywords, and they came to me. They all came to me. It's magic. That's the magic of podcasting. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I've noticed is that it's getting to be a little too much. People are saying, you want me to do radio, you want me to do print, you want me to do TV, you want me to do an email newsletter, you want me to do teleseminars, digital recordings. They're saying, when is there time to do my real business? Let's say you're a medical professional, when do I have time to see patients? Let's say you're a coach, when do I have time to coach my clients? So what I'm saying is that there's a lot of things to do. There really are a lot of things to do out there, and we need to try to manage the opportunity at hand so we don't miss the opportunity, right, to the early birds. We're part of the movement. We're getting our piece of the podcasting pie. It's important to be able to organize yourself to the point where you can take advantage. Some things you can do yourself, but other things you will have to hire a team of professionals, which is important. We know things like the technical know-how to set up your RSS stream. We know how to do the content, develop the content. Important thing with podcasting, Stacey, is that people can listen once, but they don't have to listen twice. So podcasting is essential, that you do it right the first time. We want to avoid overly promotional podcasts. We want to avoid too much non-important information. Podcasts are meant to be short, sweet, to the point. They're delivered right into the palm of your potential person, target, client's hand, palm. You're delivering them, exactly, and I'm serious. They're holding their iPod. Your information is going right into the palm of their hands.
Right.
So it's good that that information be dealt with very responsibly. And one of the things Annie Jennings PR does is just help you develop everything from strategy, again, soup to nuts. We have a whole soup to nuts division here, from series description to naming it to keywords to image logo to submitting to the aggregators. That is the people who will help you distribute your podcast. So podcasting is a great way to be everywhere at all times, too, because as more and more people are using their iPods, the last statistic I heard was over 60 million, and it's growing, iPods and MP3 players were in use at the end of 2006. Okay.
That's grown.
Grown,
yeah.
Tremendously and a rapid rate. And I'll give you another reason. MP3s are now deliverable to cell phones. They're deliverable for those, you know, the things that you use in your car, your GPS when you get lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They now have memory for MP3s. I mean, you could do with this everywhere. Is it the wave of the future? You bet.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Are we like the Jetsons?
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously. I was thinking this to myself the other day.
Just let me pop my dinner.
Right. I mean, it started there. It starts with the microwave dinner.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, like, pretty soon we'll be things will be brushing our teeth for us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing the way information technology has evolved in this short period of time.
Very short period of time.
And you can use it, and it's all here for you.
Mm-hmm.
For you to use, to be everywhere at all times, to be podcasting, for your voice to be heard everywhere when someone's at the gym, when they're in their car, when they're anywhere on their cell phone.
You know what I love?
Incredible.
What you just said? Yeah, you just said something so valuable. Your voice to be heard.
Yeah.
Remember in previous podcasts we went over radio, went over TV, went over print in terms of the agendas. Radio, you have a freer agenda to share your message.
Mm-hmm.
TV, you've got to follow a certain format. And the same thing, print. They're looking for a certain type of quote. But for your voice to be heard, there's no better place than podcasting because it is truly yours. It's your creation.
Absolutely. You still need to be responsible, however, because no one's, downloading a commercial.
That's right. They'll listen once. They don't have to subscribe, and they can always unsubscribe.
Right.
So that's very important. So just to recap, we're talking about being everywhere at all times. You want to be submitting articles to Internet sites. You want to be on Internet sites via a publicist that can land you the MSNs, the big placements. You want to be finding sites that will link back to your site, and you want to be podcasting. Trick with podcasting is we don't want to be a here today, God tomorrow podcaster. That's one of the big mistakes people do make in PR, is being here today and gone tomorrow. You want to have a consistent and steady podcast distribution schedule, because that's the winning ticket for you.
It's the flow.
It's the flow. You got it.
You're flowing.
Constant delivery of information. And now think about this. There's not enough room in anyone's life for, let's say, 10 fitness experts. There's room for one, via podcast. And if you find somebody that you love listening to, they capture your energy, they capture your attention, they are just, like, so in tune to what your needs are, you're not going to be looking to download another fitness guru. You're going to stick with one. That's how communities are built, and this is the unique opportunity podcasting presents you right now, in that there's huge ability for you to get in there now and capture your market now before everyone else starts capturing what's your market, and it's no longer your market, and now you don't have a shot, really.
Yeah, it's kind of like Internet radio.
It's like Internet radio.
Right.
It's like anybody starting a business right now has some challenges, because they're going up against some very established businesses, and that's what the challenge is going to be. So if you're, if you have your business going and you're able to, you start your podcast, do it now, because otherwise you're going to be facing a lot of stiff competition down the road. So right now the door is open. It's ready. It's waiting for you to just come in and grab this tremendous resource for yourself. And how do they do it, Stacey, though?
How they do the podcasting?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. That was a real trick question
because you don't know. You have no idea. It's technology. That's not your job.
It's not. That's why I leave that up to you.
Leave that up to me. We have a great division. Just email Annie at anniejenningspr.com and say, tell me everything I want to. I want to know about your podcast. Your podcast program, where you really don't have to do anything but show up, but it's all strategized and
that's what I do. Just show up.
All you have to do is just show up. Everything else for you. So that's www.anniejenningspr is the website, and you can email me any interest that you have in PR, in internet PR, radio, you name it, we do it. 908-281-6201 or Annie at anniejenningspr.com. And Stacey, thanks for another wonderful podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can't wait to do the next one.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.